Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, plus what we can try and spot in our dark island skies. As usual, we do this thanks to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and I've got him on the line right here. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have in store for us this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Jupiter rising in the east during sunset, followed by Saturn at 9:40 p.m., and Mars just after 11 o'clock. The moon will be a mere waxing crescent, growing brighter as the week goes on.
Now we're learning about the replacement for the famous Kepler Space Telescope.
Indeed. The Space Telescope Kepler was one of the first designed specifically to look for planets around other stars, exoplanets as they are known. Kepler was launched back in 2009, and almost 10 years later, we are still enjoying the fruits of its labors as we discover a plethora of new alien worlds in its data. In several months, however, the successor to Kepler, known as TESS, or the Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, will be ready for science and a new episode in planet hunting.
And from what I recall, Kepler looked at just a small area of the sky. Is this new one going to expand the realm of what they're looking at?
It certainly will. TESS will conduct a survey of around 200,000 of the brightest stars in our celestial neighborhood. Its mission will last around 2 years, and it will cover an enormous region of the sky, compared to Kepler, which concentrated on an area of sky in the constellation of Cygnus the Swan.
And how will TESS find planets?
Well, it will be looking for what we call transit events. This is when a planet passes in front of its host star, causing a slight dip in the brightness.
And then what does that reveal exactly? That there's an object that's made it dim because it's passed in front of it and the star that's giving a light off?
You're absolutely right. And by measuring this change in light from the star, we can get an idea of how big the planet is, how heavy it is, and even what kind of orbit it's in.
There's got to be some sensitive monitoring gear, huh? Because you're talking about objects that are so far away. It's just like a pinpoint in the sky, and then zooming in on that so much that you can decipher this just minuscule change in light.
It is minuscule as well. Sometimes it's less than one part in 10,000 or even 100,000.
That's some wild stuff right there. Another fascinating Stargazer report with you, Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.